From Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug and the Ultima Codex, this is Bite-Sized Virtue.
Thy lord mistakenly believes he slew a dragon, but thou hast proof that thy lance felled the beast. When asked, dost thou claim the kill and the prize? Permit thy lord his belief.
I have a lot of foundational questions here. How do you prove that your lance is the one that felled the beast? What is that proof? I really want to know.
I am also curious, but for the sake of the question, we assume that the proof is ironclad.
I guess what we can say is your lance is in the dragon, and thy lord's lance is not in the dragon.
Yeah. Or like, your lance is through where the dragon's heart obviously is, and thy lord's lance is through where its wing is, or something of that nature, right? Like,
speaking of this, I really do love the end of Dragon Slayer. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but they kill the dragon, and the king shows up to take credit for the slaying of the dragon. I was like, that's so realistic. That would totally happen.
Oh, so it's literally, this question is literally a movie, is what you're saying.
Yes, very much so.
That's hilarious. There you go. I wonder if Dragon Slayer came out after or before Ultima 4. Probably after.
1981. So they probably would have watched it.
Yeah,
while they were making it.
There you go.
That or when they were making Ultima 3, maybe. But still.
Art imitates art. So,
it's a classic film, by the way. It's not a great film, but the effects are fantastic.
Cool. I've never seen it. I might have to look it up. Or just YouTube the best parts. I'm sure they're up there.
Yeah, might be best.
That's sort of like how I watch Battle Beyond the Stars, because that movie is just terrible. But there's a few little scenes in it that I like, and so occasionally I'll just like YouTube. It's like, oh, okay, there's that scene.
I actually love the soundtrack to that movie. I listened to it and I imagine that James Horner had scored more Star Trek films, because that's basically the same soundtrack as Star Trek 2.
Yeah. But also a good soundtrack. And James Cameron worked on that movie. Not Star Trek 2, Battle Beyond the Stars. That was like one of his first. He wasn't the director, I don't think. No, that was somebody else. But he was like the principal effects guy. He evidently built one of the starship interiors entirely out of like... you remember when Big Macs used to come in those styrofoam containers? Yeah. He evidently built one of the starship interiors out of like Big Mac containers.
That's a lot of Big Macs.
I think he just bought them like right out of McDonald's. Didn't even bother buying the burgers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But evidently one of them is 400 Big Macs later. Yeah, a little bit. That was a different movie. That was more of a documentary. My wife saw that one. Actually, she met Morgan Spurlock.
Oh boy.
Story for another time. So back to our Dragon Slayer. Let's pick this apart. Claiming the prize, obviously that's honesty. Permitting thy lord his belief. That's gotta be sacrifice, right?
I'm not sure. I would assume it would be humility, but
it could be humility too. Although, hang on a sec. The problem with the TK421 test is it doesn't automatically. Well, and I guess it wouldn't, because of course it's constructed as an actual as an actual personality test. So you don't want to give the answers away. And unfortunately, I'm just whiffing on.
I would try to load up Ultima 4, Ultima 5, but I can't. I can't be sure that specific question is going to come up.
Yeah, well, I think they use most of these are in Ultima 6 as well.
I was wondering about that earlier. How much did these questions change between Ultima 4 and Ultima 6, or were they kept pretty similar?
From 4 to 6, they almost don't change at all. Although, actually,
gotcha.
The pitched battle. One was actually honesty versus valor, not honor versus valor. So I was wrong about noting that it was the double meaning of honor. But still, yes, you could say that honesty does. Yeah, we're still right that it's more a question of humility versus, the opposite of valor, one of the opposites of valor. they do change the questions a little bit. So like, for example, in Ultima 6, this question is, thee and thy friend are valiant but penniless warriors. Thou both go out to slay a mighty dragon. Thy friend thinks he slew it, but thee did. When asked, dost thou truthfully claim the gold or allow thy friend the large reward? I don't know why splitting the reward with my friend is not an option here.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I see you thinking there.
It's like,
I mean, permitting my lord his belief, I mean, I certainly, that makes a little more sense, where it's sort of like, there's no sharing in the prize here going on.
I suppose. I mean, I guess if it's the sort of case of where, you know, you're going to be beheaded for doing it, but...
Isn't the same lord that is allowing the forbidden torture?
Yes. Yeah. Who is this, this mysterious royalty, and what is his beef, or what is his game? Yeah, am I going to end up in the torture chamber? Someone going to be wondering whether they should rat him out for flaying me? It's a question. Anyways, sacrifice is deliberate. Sacrifice is made freely. So if you're, you know, if we're assuming that, yes, in a, you know, this is a completely, there is no duress, there's no possibility of reprisal, et cetera, then we do actually have a bit of a quandary here for once, which is kind of nice. Although I think there's probably still, you know, there will still be a way to reconcile it. But if we assume, as you are, that, you know, there is some sort of duress involved in going against this royal person, right? The dude who signs your paychecks and might throw you in the dungeon. If there's any kind of duress there, then yielding the reward to this person, that's not actually sacrifice, because you're not making the decision entirely out of your will. There's a compulsion there, right? And it may not be an explicitly stated compulsion, but it is there. There is external factors waiting the decision to give up the reward that detract from its efficacy as a sacrifice. The whole point of a sacrifice is that it's a thing freely given. So if you're not freely giving that to another, then it's not really a sacrifice. In which case, you know, the... In which case, the virtuous option is to honestly claim the gold. And nobody ever said that, you know, behaving virtuously was not going to occasionally land you in hot water. It might well. But, you know, if we want to frame the question that way, then that would seem to be the answer. There's, you might preserve yourself in acquiescing to this boastful liege of yours. But if you're doing it out of a sense more of self-preservation than anything, you're not really making a sacrifice, and there's no particular virtue attached to that action.
Yeah, I'm not sure I feel much of a draw either way in this particular question. I guess, you know, again, if you feel very concerned about making sure, like, well, it simply is not the truth, then that's obviously the way to go. But I don't know. I tend to think, you know, there's a sense too where grace comes into it, where it's like sometimes you let people think the things that they're going to think, as long as it's innocent and it's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, which may or may not be the case in this place, right? It's a little bit different in the context of how Ultima 6 presents it, which is, you know, you and a buddy. But I'm still baffled at the fact that, you know, well, you know, can I just take the prize and give my buddy half? Because, you know, clearly we're good enough friends that he agreed to come with me to go fight a dragon. So, you know...
We're probably going to go to the tavern afterwards anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like, I don't really see, you know, why I wouldn't just toss him, you know, half the cash anyways, because we kind of undertook this project together. But... Yeah, silly things.
If you'd like to check out previous seasons of Bite-Sized Virtue, you can do so at spamspamspamhumbug.com or at The Ultima Codex, ultimacodex.com. And if you would like to support Spam 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 Humbug, both this sub-series and the main podcast, you can do so at Patreon, patreon.com/ultimacodex. We also welcome your support on Facebook, give us a like, or on Twitter, give us a follow. Facebook.com/TheUltimaSeries and Twitter.com/UltimaCodex to do either of those. And of course, we welcome your feedback on this and any other episode of Bite Sized Virtue. You can leave comments at spamspamspamhumbug.com or at ultimacodex.com. Just find the show notes for this particular episode or any other episode and make your thoughts known there. You can also send us an email, ultimacodex@gmail.com. And especially if something we've said today or in any other episode makes you feel inspired, please do send in your thoughts. We would love to read them on air, maybe even make an episode out of them. And of course, you are welcome to join us on the Spam 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 Humbug Discord server. The link will be in the show notes. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.